Hello and welcome to the road from Lahinch to Cork. It's Paul O'Mahony leaving Lahinch behind, sun on my back, glorious sight of surfers on the beach on the west of Ireland on a chilly but sharp day in late October 2010. I'm in a kind of reflective mood after the excitement of yesterday's Lahinch Challenge, the golf match between Think Tank, Inchin and Paul Allen Otto. So the four of us played all the way through wind and rain on the ancient golf course of Lahinch. It is a formidable course, and it was especially formidable on yesterday, when it really didn't look at one stage as if there was going to be any play whatsoever on the course, because the volume of water that had fallen was so huge. We went out while it was raining. It stopped raining for some of the time, most of the time actually, and it blew a big wind, and we finished in rain. In fact, we finished in pitch darkness. We only got as far as the 16th hole, and on the 16th hole we teed off. It's a par 3 downhill, and I don't think any of us had a clue where our ball really went to. I certainly hadn't. My eyesight was incapable of following the ball in the gloom. So what do I remember of the Lahinch Challenge? And I have had one or two people ask me about this, so rather than write a blog post about it, I'm going to do an audio post about it. The first thing is that, from my point of view, the course completely beat me up. My level of ability at golf is not good enough to enable me to stride confidently around Lahinch. But I did actually have a couple of wonderful achievements on the course, the first of which was on the very first hole, where I managed to keep my first shot with a 2-iron on the fairway. I held the fairway on the first hole with the 2-iron, and that really was a tremendous achievement, because the weather was horrid, and the company was new, and I was the first one of the four of us to tee off, and I had absolutely no idea what the standard of two of the other golf players were. Paul Allen and I did, because Paul and I had already played on and Kinsale together. So I kept the ball in play on the first hole, and I wish I could say I kept the ball in play for the rest of the 18 holes. I certainly did not. I did manage perhaps one par on the round, and I managed a few bogeys, and I certainly lost a good clutch of golf balls. But it didn't matter. It really didn't. It was the company that was the great thing. I did no damage to the course, so the course could breathe a relief. The fairways in Lahinch were looking a bit beat up, actually, I must say. I'd say now they could do with a good long rest during the winter, when not too many people will play them. But certainly in comparison with Adair Golf Club, which I played recently, Lahinch was, will always be, I guess, a bit rougher. The real rough thing about Lahinch is the marram grass and the sand dunes and the huge ish pot bunkers. And I'm glad to be able to report that the second achievement I had on the day was that I never once got into a bunker. I got almost into a bunker. I got into a massive bunker on about the fifth or sixth hole. But I was in the grass part of the bunker as opposed to the sand part of the bunker. And actually, extraordinarily enough, I managed to get onto the green from that place. But I'm reporting to you all my highlights, because my second nine was so disastrous that I at one stage felt that I must be a real embarrassment to my playing companions, a real drag on them, because every shot I seem to hit seems to go into deep rough. Now, talking about deep rough, I lost a ball on the 10th hole under circumstances that I was really aggrieved about. I hit a perfectly a drive that I thought was going to deserve to stay and play, and it never got found. But out of the side of the hills in Lahinch came two goats, two wild goats. Now, Lahinch Golf Course is known among the locals, and maybe among visitors as well, as having a herd of wild goats that have lived on the golf course as long as anyone can remember. In fact, I think one of the symbols of the golf course on its badge is a goat. But these beautiful goats, wild things, one completely white, the other brown and white, came wandering over, and at one stage I was within a putter's distance of the goats. They paid no attention to us except carried on what they were doing, and maybe I should blame them for swallowing my ball, because I never found that particular ball again. The other two highlights from the round, I have to say, belong to a think tank, to Jonathan Ahm. He played one extraordinary iron shot into the teeth of the wind on the back nine, and came up about 12 feet past the hole. And that's from a very long way out. I'm talking now about 170, 180, maybe even 190 yards out. And into a strong wind, that is some shot with an iron club. Just when I thought, he did actually miss the putt, by the way, but just when I thought things couldn't get any better for anybody, we went on to the next hole, which was a short hole, one of these ones which is a real embarrassment because you have to take about four clubs more than you would normally take on it. And at that hole, the said think tank